So, how many can tell me why we can? Man, it's good to see y'all tonight. We are, let me just say this. We are packing this place out. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
We added almost 40 chairs Sunday, and both services were still pretty full. Amen.
Yeah.
But be faithful to invite people. Be faithful to be excited about your church. You know, sometimes, you know what? Man, I tell you what, my wife walks in a room, and I'm like, man, I am blessed. I looked over at my wife. She was sitting on the couch in my office. I looked over at my wife. I just started giggling, you know what I mean? Because I thought, man, my wife is gorgeous. Amen? You say, well, did you think that when you were dating her? Yeah, man. But here's what I'm saying. You know what? I haven't stopped thinking that. Amen? Can see you guys, you can say amen to that, right? And what's important is a lot of times we get complacent and we get, you know, it's like, you know what I mean? No. Let me tell you what. I have a very special wife. And I have a very special church.
Amen.
And we have a very special church. Amen. So I'm saying, man, don't, I'm about to sing a song. You know what? Don't lose that. Don't lose that love and feeling. How does that go?
You lost.
Oh, you lost. See, I'm positive. I said, don't lose that love and feeling. Okay. So all I'm saying is, you know what? Don't just recognize how special our church is. And one of the reasons why it's special is because you're here and the different personalities. I mean, you know what? Peter started coming to our church. Peter, we're so blessed to have you here. And you know what? He came and he came up to me after and we talked. You know what? Just faithful, Sunday and Wednesday. And you know what? We're just so glad he's here. And we're so glad you guys are here. Man, I don't got time to name you all off, but I'm glad you're here. And God is adding people to us. So let's continue to be grateful. Let's continue to recognize what the Holy Spirit is saying. And the Holy Spirit saying is the beginning of 2018. Man, just have a gratitude. Man, be grateful for your kids. Yeah, but my kids are squirrely. Amen. Well, you know what? With God, all things are possible. Amen. You know what? And I'm not saying you have a perfect family. But I'm saying you have an awesome family. And I'm not saying you don't have a perfect family, church family. You don't have, you know what I mean? I heard one pastor, I like how he said it. I was listening to the other day, and he said, he was talking about what I say very often, you know, if you're looking for a perfect church, you have not found it. But he said this, this one lady said, you know what, I'm gonna start looking for a perfect church. And she said, and he said this, he said, well, when you find it, don't go. Because you're gonna mess them up, amen? I thought that was pretty good. It's pretty funny, huh? Amen? Well, how many know you didn't mess us up when you got here, amen? We were messed up before you got here, and now we're just more messed up, amen? Come on, somebody say amen to this. How many know we got to be able to laugh? But here's the thing. But because the blood of Jesus, you know what? God cleanses us from all unrighteousness. So what the Bible says, and I want to say this, because we believe in walking in holiness.
Amen.
We believe that, you know, we're not just here to have church. We're here that our lives are changing.
Amen.
You know what I mean? Listen, I look better than I did 10 years ago. Amen. So I didn't get a big amen on that.
Amen.
But I mean, when I say look, I mean is my behavior. Do you understand? Praise God. So I want to talk to you today, man. If you missed Armstrong, you know what? I have I mean, Armstrong is always good, but Sunday he was good, and Wednesday, oh my goodness, amazing. Let's go to the website. That's where we have it for, and listen to his messages. You know what? So, so, so good. But I want to go back to that passage that we were teaching from in Romans. Before I do that, and if you haven't come a lot of Wednesdays, you might not even know the answer. But who could tell me why? Come on, put your thinking cap on. Who can tell me why? I'll give you a hint. It's a passage that we've gone over on Wednesday, over and over and over. Who can tell me? Don't tell me the answer. Who can tell me why? I don't. You know what I mean? Why you and I can walk in the love that God has for us, which is a unhypocritical love. Why, according to the word, can you not say, I can't do that. That's just too much. I can't love like God loves. The Bible doesn't say you can't love like God loves. The Bible says you can. But tell me, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. But tell me why specifically you can walk in love like Jesus walked in love. Why? Yeah. Because the Bible says, Romans 5:5, love doesn't disappoint because God is pouring by the Holy Spirit his love in your heart. Amen. Say, his love in my heart. You know what I mean? I got the joy down in my heart. Right? We could say, according to Romans 5:5, I've got the love down in my, right? Who put it there? The Holy Spirit is pouring it, according to Romans 5:5, it's pouring in your heart. That's why, stop thinking. How many know you think wrong, you'll act wrong? You think wrong, you'll speak wrong. You speak wrong, you'll act wrong. You'll act wrong, and you'll get a harvest that you don't want to get. Okay, so you're not conformed. You're transformed by the renewing of your mind. You have to think. So stop thinking that you can't walk in that supernatural love. If you couldn't walk in that supernatural, non-hypocritical love, if you couldn't walk in that, then why in the world does God tell you to do it? But we have listened to so much wrong teaching. Amen. Teachers that first saw you in the flesh. Don't stop seeing yourself in the flesh. The Bible says, why don't you step up? Colossians says, why don't you step up with Jesus? Amen. And we can start stepping up to where he is and start thinking. That's why it's so important that we read our Bible. When?
Every day,
because you start to think the way he thinks. Amen. So I want to first remind you that we can walk in this love. I'm going to talk to you about love, and we're going to look at, we want to take it from that passage that Armstrong was looking at last week. It's Romans chapter 12, and we'll start with verse 9. Let love be without hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is having a set of beliefs, but not acting on those beliefs. Where your behavior, you say you believe one thing, but your behavior is a different thing. And God says, stop doing that. Let love. Somebody say let. What's let? Let is a decision that you make. Right? Let is an indication of your will. Let love be without hypocrisy. But you can love without hypocrisy. Why? Because Romans 5:5 says the love of God is being poured out in your heart. How many know God's love is not hypocritical? Is that not right? And that's what love you have. See, we've got to start thinking the way God thinks. David said, as a man perceives himself in his heart, so he is. You know what? You know, I grew up in a Baptist church, in the Baptist church they said this over and over and over again. They said it like it was something to be proud of. They said, "Well, you know what? We're all, you know, y'all, wow, just sinners." Don't say amen to that. You know, "Oh, just sinners saved by grace." Well, thank God. You know what? We are saved by grace. But what are you? Are you a sinner? Or are you the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus? See, how many know just because somebody said it on the radio doesn't mean we need to say the same thing? Amen. That's why I want you to bring your Bible every day. You know what? Listen, I'm going to feed you today. But you got to feed you tomorrow. Amen. How many going without food tomorrow? Raise your hand if you're going without food tomorrow. That's what I thought. Amen. Listen, if how many know if you just ate Sunday and Wednesday, you would be one skinny Christian. Amen. Amen. You would be able to fit in those, you know, jeans in junior high. You'd be skinny. Amen. Okay. But you eat every day. Amen. I'm not saying that's bad. I'm saying spiritually we need to eat every day. How many know I'm going to give you a good meal on Sunday and Wednesday? But you know what? But on Monday and Tuesday, I won't need you to feed yourself. Amen. Amen. Come on, this is good preaching. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. We went over that already. Be kindly affectionate to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring, giving preference to another. Somebody say giving preference to another. You know what? We don't have to be always you. Amen. You can eat a burrito if somebody wants to. You know what? If you want to eat a hamburger. Amen. You can defer to someone else. You can give preference to somebody else. Amen. Amen. You know what? You know, some of you couples think you always have to have the last word. You don't have to have the last word. Amen. You could just, hey, shh. Yeah, but she's mostly wrong. How many know that could be true? She could be mostly wrong. She could be. How many know you could be mostly wrong? How many know sometimes, you know what? I mean, you know, this is generally, you know, sometimes, well, who is it? Well, you're probably mostly wrong sometimes, and she's probably mostly wrong other times. But almost never is it she is totally 100% wrong and you're no wrong, or vice versa. So take responsibility for your part. Does that make sense? Say you're sorry for what you can. You ever see these ventriloquists? And they're like, are you all right? Whatever they do. You ever seen that? Listen, how many know you can't do that with your spouse? Come on. How many know you can't do that with your spouse? The only one you can move your mouth is your mouth. You can't move their mouth. So you take responsibility for your 20%. Can I give you a hint? Your 20% might be 30%. How many know we tend to give ourselves the benefit of the doubts? How many know your 20% could be 50%? How many know you could be the 80% and she could be the 20%? But even if she's the 80%, you can't get her to say she's sorry. All you can do is apologize for your 20%. But you know what the strong thing is? You can apologize for your 20%. You can apologize for your 10%. You can apologize for your 3%. Amen? And maybe if you do that, maybe God's calling you to lead in apology. Maybe that would help. You ever think of that? Amen. And that'll happen as you honor your spouse and give preference to your spouse. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Not lagging in diligence. Oh, man. Armstrong nailed that last week. Fervent in the spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope. Somebody say rejoicing in hope. Rejoicing in hope. Patient in tribulation. Continuing steadfast in prayer. Continuing steadfast in prayer. Now, it just told us to what? Rejoice in hope. Please understand that when this was written, these thoughts can tie into each other. Does that make sense? If I said, hey, Edgar, could you do me a favor? Could you go over to Tommy's and here's what I want. I want a large Coke. I want a Tommy's burger with no onions, and I want chili cheese fries. Okay. Now, if Edgar went over there and goes over there and gets me a Coke, you know, he comes back, Pastor, you wanted a Coke. Here's your Coke. You mean? What would I do? I look at him and go, oh, thank you for the Coke, but that wasn't all I was talking about. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. Goes over there, gets me my cheeseburger, no onions, comes back. Pastor, here you go. Okay, great. What would I do? I look at him and say, wait a minute. And there was something else. Oh, boom. See, what I'm saying is, in here, these things are connected together. He's got this thought. And when he says, rejoice in hope, and then he says, continuing steadfast in prayer, these are a continual thought of what he's trying to get across to us. And what I'm saying is, when we pray, there's got to be this rejoicing in hope, this fullness of anticipation that God is going to do something that's going to radically change our life. We just read it. We're going to look at it probably in a little bit. But we just read it. Remember Luke 8:18? How many reading your Bible? Okay. Luke 18, we just read it. And Luke 18 says that there was this guy, and he went to, you know, at a friend, and the friend was sleeping. Remember this? Like, he's in his pajamas with, you know what, the little, you know, things. And he's like, man, I'm in bed. You know, I ain't getting it. The guy's pounding. Hey, man, you know, I need some bread, man. Somebody came over to my house, man. I don't got any bread. We're trying to make, you know what? We're trying to make some food, and we're trying to make something. We're trying to make bologna sandwiches. We got bologna. We want no bread. Hey, dude, come on, wake up. I know you're there. I know you're awake. And the guy's like, man, get out of here. I'm sleeping. You know what I mean? But, you know, he just keeps on pounding. Hey, man, get up. Hey. That's right. And, you know, finally the guy's just like, ah. You know what? And he gets up. And here's what then the Bible says. You know what? Let me tell you about God. God's not like that guy. You know, there needs to be this expectation. Amen. And you know what the Bible says? You know what? After he's done with this story, you know what Jesus says at the end of that story? He says, when it's so interesting, because I know a lot of passages in the Bible, but when I read them, I trip out sometimes where they are. I've known this passage for a long time. When Jesus comes back, is he going to find faith? How many know that passage? Know it? How many know where that passage is? That passage is right at the end of that story. See, God is saying, hey guys, there needs to be this attitude of faith when we're praying. Not a, you know, not I make fun of it. I call it not a Las Vegas prayer. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, come on. Come on, baby. You know what I mean? And God's not like that. But sometimes we think he's like that. No, we need to understand it's impossible for God to lie. Let me go over just some passages. And guys in the back, you got to flow with me here because I came up with this stuff after. But Hebrews 11:6 says this, "For without faith it is impossible to please God." The Bible doesn't say it's hard to please God without faith. The Bible says it is, guys in the back, it's Hebrews 11:6. "For without faith, it is impossible to please God." It's impossible. You cannot do it. So when we're going to prayer, we need to be consistent in our prayer, but we need to go into it with a proper understanding that we are praying to a God. We have covenant with God, and God loves us, and God is quick. Somebody say quick. Quick. See, that it's interesting because that passage in Luke 18, he's not saying, so here's what I want you to do. Just don't let up. 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 He is saying, no. That guy that he's going to, that's an evil guy. I mean, what? You know, you got a friend knocking at your door for some bread. He had some people coming over, didn't expect them to come. You got bread in your house, and you won't get, you know, you ugly, lazy thing, you. You know what I mean? You won't get up out of bed and give him some bread? Are you kidding me? And the Bible's saying, listen, let me tell you what. God's not like that. Bible says that God will take care of that even quickly. Amen. "And shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him? Therefore he... though he bears long with them, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily." Amen. Amen. That's what he says. Mark, guys in the back, go to this. Mark chapter 5, starting with verse 34. "And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." You know, this was the woman with the issue of blood. And Jesus says, how many know that when he says this, he knows people are going to hear what's going on? Amen? How many know that, you know what, he also knows that you're going to hear what's going on? See, how many know Jesus understood that his words were, heaven and earth going to pass away, but his word will never pass away. How many know he knows what's going on here? He can say whatever he wants to say, and here's what he says. He takes time to say, let me tell you what. And what's he saying? He's wanting her to understand something, but he wants also all these other people to understand something, and he wants us to understand something. What's he want us to understand? He wants us to understand that when we go to God, we need to go to God with an expectation that that pleases him. And you know what? And things get done in the spiritual realm when we start to put our trust in God, when we start to walk by faith and not by sight, when we stop allowing circumstances to tell us what is, but we start understanding and trusting God that the word's going to tell us what is. Does that make sense? And so often, in our Christianity, and sometimes even in the teachings that we listen to. Let me tell you what. Listen to someone who, you know why this is a great church? Because I believe God's word. Amen. Amen. And it's so important that you sit under that kind of teaching. Because faith comes through hearing. How many know stuff comes through hearing? Amen. How many know faith comes through hearing? How many know doubt and unbelief comes through hearing too? Amen. See, you sit under somebody and they'll say, well, bless God, you know what? I believe in tongues. Yes, yes, some people, you know what? Yes, absolutely, some people speak in tongues, but you know what? Some people don't. But be careful, don't start saying amen to stuff you shouldn't say amen to. Now, you know, some people don't. But Pastor, ain't that true? Some people do and some people don't. You know what? Well, lean not to your own understanding, Bucky. Amen? See, what am I saying? I'm not saying, I'm saying that we get in trouble when we start to filter stuff through our mind. Instead, we should filter stuff through the Word of God. Can you say amen to that? And see, the Bible says, Jesus said that, you know what? That any, well, let me just show it to you. Amen. How many want to see this? Turn to Mark. Mark chapter 16. And look at starting with verse 15. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he who believes and is baptized will be saved. How many know if you don't believe, you ain't going to be saved? Amen. How many know if you don't believe, you ain't going to be saved? I don't believe in God. I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe Jesus is the Son of God. I don't believe that he went to the cross. I don't believe any of that stuff. Well, all right. You don't have to. But if you don't believe, you're not going to be saved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish and have everlasting life. God did not come into the world to condemn the world, but that through him, everyone will be saved. Y'all know that? Y'all know that scripture? Are you learning something today? Just a minute. How many like being taught the Word of God? You know what verse 18 says? He who believes in him is not condemned. But he who does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Listen, you could be in the ocean and think you're not drowning. You know, but you could be drowning. Amen. No, I'm okay. I don't need any help. I don't need anybody. You ever done that? Thought, I don't need no help. Amen. And you did need help. Amen. Back to Mark. Mark 16. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Verse 17. And these signs will follow those who believe. Who are those sons going to follow? Come on, y'all here? Come on. Who are these sons going to follow? Those who believe. Well, I don't believe in that. Okay. Okay. You know what? Well, don't worry about it. Amen. None of that stuff's going to happen to you. And it's so ironic because that's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Amen. Does this make sense? Look what it says. These signs will follow those who believe in my name, they. Who they? Come on, study the Bible. Who they? Guys, can you get this in the back? This is Mark chapter 16. I'm at verse 17. Mark 16, 17. And these signs will follow those who believe in my name, they. Who's the they? Somebody say those who believe. They will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. Who's going to speak with no tongues? Those who believe. Now, you say, I don't believe that. Okay, I'm just quoting what Jesus said. How many know there is no better theologian than Jesus? Amen? Well, yeah, but what about what Paul said, you know what, in 1 Corinthians, you know what, talking about, you know what, the different times that people would, you know what, some people are going to have a tongue and some people won't. Well, get into level 2 of Academy of Righteousness and I'll show you exactly what he's talking about there. But I'll just tell you what he's talking about. If you look at it right in context, it's so clear to see. He's talking about, you know what, when this congregation is coming together, watch this, listen to me, you're going to learn something. When this congregation is coming together and a congregation that is completely out of control as far as the gifts are concerned. And he's saying, you know what, then let me tell you how it works. It doesn't work. Y'all don't come in and everybody, you know, speaks, has a tongue. Read it. Read it in context. See, listen to me. The word of God makes sense together. God doesn't say something over here and then change his mind over here. You know what I mean? The Bible says clear. It's in, you know, God, there's no shadow of turning in him. And these people who will think that and speak that, you know what? And they'll speak it. That I was talking about being in a church where, you know what, where they're speaking, you know, words of faith. It's talking about what God is saying. And believing what, listen, I believe Jesus. Amen. Amen. I believe in Jesus. I believe in his words. I believe that when Jesus said, anyone who believes that they will, and he goes through this list, one of the things he says they're going to do is they're going to speak in tongues. I believe Jesus. Amen. And the passage, I'll do this for instance. The one passage that is quoted to justify, you know what, somebody saying, well, yeah, but that's not my gift, brother. I'd say, well, that's too bad because, you know what? Because your tongue, the Holy Spirit wants to get control of. Are you kidding me? James says that the tongue is the course of your whole life. Amen? I'm just asking, how many of you have said something stupid? Raise your hand if you said something stupid. Okay, I'll ask who's lying in a minute, but how many ever said something stupid? How many ever said, like, you know what, a lot of stupid things? Man, our tongue gets us in so much trouble. You know what I mean? And the Holy Spirit says, hey, I want control of that tongue. Amen. And you start to say, and listen, and that, what does that take? It takes faith. Amen. I just can't. Well, you know what? You can't. But God can. Amen. Jesus is the baptizer of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And get that can't out of your mouth, out of your vocabulary. You know what I mean? Stop thinking. Well, yeah, but you know what? I'm not very spiritual. Stop thinking that. Are you kidding me? God has great plans for you. Amen. And he wants to get a hold of your tongue, and he wants you to speak in tongues. Just for the record, just so you know. Just so you know. I speak in tongues every single day. Every single day. Amen. Amen. He's talking to a church that is so caught up in themselves. They had the gifts, but they didn't understand how to exercise these gifts. And they come in, and they're like, you know what, this guy, you know, shambaraba, hibara, and then this haraba, and then this haram, and then somebody's coming in for the first time. Amen. Oh, they're coming to the church for the first time. And does anybody preach at this church? Because I don't know what anybody's saying. You know what I mean? What? And he stands there, you know what, for 45 minutes. I don't know how long. I'm just making. But he stands there for a period of time, and he doesn't understand anything. And he leaves. And he leaves. And the blood of Jesus, you know what, the good news that Jesus could come in his life if you just ask Jesus in his heart, never gets preached to him. And these people think they're spiritual. And they have it all, but they have nothing. And it's in that context that Paul says, you know what, right between 1 Corinthians 12 and 1 Corinthians chapter 14, that is 1 Corinthians 13, right in the middle, you know what, Paul says, let me tell you what, If you have faith to move a mountain, but you don't have a love, if you speak with the tongue of angels. What's he talking about? He's talking to those people. He's saying, guys, whoa. And just so you know how important it is, Paul says in the same kind of passages, he says, don't forbid anybody to speak in tongues. Amen. 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 I believe we need to encourage people to speak in tongues. Amen. Not discourage them. Not stand up here, ooh, let me tell you what, I don't have that gift. Well, it's ironic. Oh, man. Jesus said that anybody who will believe this, what do you think? You think you're going to have this gift and the Holy Spirit doesn't want you to have it? You think God's a respecter of persons? You think God gave that to the Apostle Paul and he won't give it to you? Because Jesus said he'll give it to anybody who'll believe. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you got to go into this thing with that heart of believing. You know what? The woman with the issue of blood. We see this all over the place. Mark chapter 10, verse 52. Mark chapter 10, verse 52. We see this all over the Word of God. Mark chapter 10, verse 52. And Jesus said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. Amen. His sight, this guy, Jesus asked, what do you want me to do? This guy says, let me tell you what I want to see. Come on. Jesus is like, yes. Let me tell you about Jesus. Jesus is looking. When he comes back on this earth, you know what he's looking for? Looking for faith. He's looking for people that will have a tenacity to believe them beyond their circumstances. Amen. That's what he's believing for. And we need to start stepping out in our prayers and start, you know what, believing for the supernatural. Start believing for restoration in our marriages. Start believing that our kids are coming, you know what, to back to Christ. To believe that our kids, you know what, are doing incredible exploits. To believe, I mean, all kinds of practical things. You know what I mean? To believe. I mean, if we're not going to believe, you know what, the things that God has called us to do, then what are we doing? Amen. You know, here, let's do this. Let's just all buy bowling balls, and next Wednesday, we'll go down, we'll go bowling. You know what I mean? Amen. And then you can go ahead and believe that you're never going to be a good bowler. Amen. But I'm going to believe I'm going to be a good bowler, amen? But I'm not going to waste my time next Wednesday at a bowling league, amen? Yeah, hallelujah. I got better things to do, amen? Somebody got better things to do, amen? I'm not ripping on you if you got a bowling ball at home. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is let's start believing for God. Let's start believing God in our life. Let's start believing that God's with God, all things are possible. Amen. All things are possible to them. Here's what Jesus said. All things are possible to those who believe. I guarantee, listen to me. I guarantee you there were people when that guy, they were trying to shut that guy down from the start. Amen. Don't bother him. Can I tell you something about God? God is not bothered with your faith. God loves your faith, amen. God loves when you have a boldness. I'll tell you what, I don't know about this guy. I don't know about that person. I don't know about this. I don't even know about some people in my family. But I'm going to believe for a supernatural, whatever it is, amen. I'm not going to allow them to tell me what I'm going to do. I'm going to believe God, amen. Because let me tell you, I guarantee you, like with that guy, they're trying to shut him down from the start. Be quiet. Don't bother him. You do not bother God when you trust in him. When you just go, I don't care what anybody, God is like. Remember that guy who said he was, there was somebody sick at home. One of his servants was sick at home. And the guy's like going, and Jesus is like, okay, I'm going to go over your house. And the guy was like, dude, you don't even go to our house. Just speak a word. He was like, hold the phone. Did you notice what this guy did? Amen. Wait, I don't think that's exactly how it says it in my Bible. Okay, but anyway, he's like, hold the phone. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? This guy is like, wow, trip out on that. You know, there's only two times in the New Testament that Jesus marveled, and that was one of the times. Amen. He's like, whoa, man. This guy's not even, I'm telling you what, this is the dude, man. Can I tell you what? You'll start doing the same thing to God. And in this original passage in Romans, he's saying, you know what? That's how you ought to go to God. You know what? Our prayers ought to be filled with faith, filled with what it said, filled with this joy. Yeah, we just read it in our Bible reading that the only ones who are going to get, you know, the only ones who are going to get in heaven? Those who have a childlike faith. Didn't we just read that? We just read that. You know what I mean? You remember when you were little, amen? Remember the night, the hardest night? What's the hardest night to sleep? Christmas Eve. Oh, man. Go to sleep. Listen, it's the truth. There wasn't one, and let me tell you what, my story. My mom, you know what, you know my story. My mom went to the grocery store. She bought this awful meat. It was called round steak. Should have been called throw it in the trash steak, amen. I'm telling you what, it was awful. It was just awful. Round steak. And she had this special hammer, and she just beat it. She was, what are you doing, Mom? I'm tenderizing this. You know what? The truth is, I shouldn't have ever bought it. I should have just thrown it away, but I'm going to make it, I'm going to beat the toughness out of it. Amen. My mom wasn't strong enough. She didn't hit it hard enough. And then it tasted awful, so she'd put this lemon stuff on it. Just awful. Amen. Why would she do that? Because we didn't have that much money. We didn't. You know what? She'd buy these stupid Swanson pot pies. You know what I mean? You should buy it for like 8 cents or something. Hey, while you're throwing that steak away, throw the pot pies away too, because they need to go in the same place. Amen? We didn't have a lot of money. But listen, the truth is, somebody say never. I never went to bed Christmas Eve and thought, you know what? I wonder if there's going to be anything under the Christmas tree for me. Never thought that. Listen, the Bible says, Jesus says, if your son or daughter asks you for an egg, you know what I mean? Hey, I'm hungry, Dad. Can I? My son, Tyler, used to always come. I mean, he'd come 4 o'clock in the morning. 2:30 in the morning, you know what I mean? I'm like, Dad, can I have a peanut butter sandwich? I never, somebody say never.
Never.
I never told my son. No, son. Go back to bed. I'll get it for you in the morning. The Bible says, if we being an evil, you know, how many know we're capable of doing some crazy stuff, amen? He said, if we, being an evil father, know how to give good gifts to our kids, how much more? Somebody say, how much more? How much more did God know how to give to us? See, can we just start believing that with God, see, not with you, with God all things are possible. Amen. I remember I was just meditating on this, and you know what, and I read that passage. Matter of fact, you know what, we just read it recently, and it talks about, you know what, you don't need a lot of faith. You just need a faith of a mustard seed, amen? See, just start believing, amen? You know, start doing what I'm teaching. Just start to take some small steps, amen? Was listen to a guy, he's, you know what, teaching on this. And he said he knew a guy who lost 100 pounds. He lost 100 pounds. Listen to what he did. He just got an understanding of taking small steps. And all that, true story, this is all he did. He just would drive to the gym. He'd get out. He'd work out for 5 minutes. Somebody say 5 minutes. And then he'd drive home. How many could go to the gym and work out for 5 minutes? I'm going to. How many know you might go to the gym a little happier if you were working out for? I'm gonna go to the gym every day. I'm going to the gym. Amen. What do you do? I'm gonna. You know, I'm done. Hallelujah. And I'm gonna go home. Amen. And true story. But here's the thing. That pattern. Somebody say pattern. Of him going. How many know there was a day? And he did, you know, for 5 minutes. And then he was like, hey, I'm going to do it for 10 minutes. Amen. 100 pounds later. How'd that start? He just went to the gym for 5 minutes. Is that incredible? See, God, see, here's the truth. God believes in us. You know, it was the apostles. Like, oh, we don't have enough faith. We don't have enough. He's like, get out of town. You kidding me, guys? You left everything to follow me. You got it, man. You got this. I know God believes in us. You got this. 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 We got it. No more. No more going to God. No more. You know what the Bible says in James? Oh, I believe. Oh, I don't believe. Oh, God's going to do it. Oh, it probably won't. You know what? After all, I just went to Pioneer High School. You know, probably won't do it for me. I'm just a titan. You know what I mean? I'm just this. I'm just, you know what? My dad left when we were, whatever it is. You know what? I'm 50 pounds overweight. I'm not that smart. I can't read that good. You know, my hair goes like this sometimes. Sometimes my wife will look at me and say, what is going on? I'm like, what do you mean what's going on? She said, you got a lash. It's going, an eyebrow, and it's going bing. She goes, come here. Let me get that. Amen. So all I'm saying is,
We got all this stuff. And Satan uses it. We need to just go to God and say, no, let me tell you what. I'm your beloved. You know, John was the apostle that God loved. How many know? Listen to me. You know who said that John was the apostle that Jesus loved? You know who said that? John said that. John wrote it, said, John, the apostle that God loves. Oh, I like that. Amen. You know why? I'm a pastor that God loves. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You're gracious. Amen. Did you learn something? Could you feel? I'm just asking. Do you sense the faith? You know, how many sense faith building up inside you? For I don't know what for. My friend taught me, he said, when you teach the word, faith rises up in people. And he taught me, he said, and even if you're bringing correction, they'll still walk out and go, wow, man, I'm encouraged today. That's a good church to go to. Amen. Father, we thank you for every person that's here today. And Father, I thank you that we would step out and just start to believe in your word. You know what? In your word to us. Father, I thank you for your goodness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Amen.